I had a friend call me this week and asked about Amway. No. He wasn't trying to get me in. But he wanted to know why I sent a delivery confirmation resignation to Amway years ago when I quit. And I told him that the reason was because, I mean, we're talking years ago. I mean, I was out of college. Jobs were hard to find anywhere. You know, the Bush years were, I mean, that was the late Bush years through, you know, up through after Trump was in office for a while, like jobs were hard. Like college students were living with their folks. I was. And well, college graduates. And I, you know, I was trying to finish school and stuff, and this Amway thing sort of came out of nowhere. I don't even know how I suddenly got inspired with the whole thing, but I just started looking at it. And my big thing at the time was, I said, these are awesome products. I should be able to sell them. But I couldn't get any support. I couldn't get any help. And that was when I finally came to, I mean, you can't have a business without customers. You go look them up. The 10 pillars of economics, the fourth pillar. In fact, I'm going to go find it right now. The 10 pillars of economic wisdom right here. I'll wait for the website to load because, okay, there we are. Number four. This is very, very important. In our modern exchange economy, all payroll and employment come from customers. And the only worthwhile job security is customer security. If there are no customers, there can be no payroll and no jobs. That is at the feet of the flagpoles at the Amway Worldwide headquarters. But it seems to be one of the best kept secrets in Amway. They don't want customers. They want business people. And it makes sense to me. I remember I've got all these products. I can sell them at a profit. They cost less money. The soap costs less money. It saves the clothes. The dish soap is less money. The scrub buds are amazing. The vitamins are very, very healthy, even though you don't have to have the expensive ones all the time. There are less expensive routes you can take. There's so many things that they offer. They've got energy drink stuff. They've got they've got cookware. There's no reason that Amway can't be a full-fledged, you know, Tupperware lady, pampered chef type of Shackley, Watkins sort of business. There's no reason it can't be. But there just isn't support for it. And why there isn't support? Well, you got to look at the class action lawsuits to find out where the money is if you want to go down exploring the reason that some people might not want to support selling products. They're awesome products. They need to be sold. We need customers. It's at the foot of the flagpole. And when the people I was with kept telling me that Amway couldn't be my job selling stuff, selling soap, you know, having a real normal customer business, I had to have a job and just buy my own stuff from it. That's when I said, well, then it's a de facto Ponzi scheme. And I quit. I was done. And there were other conversations that had gone on, but you know, the thing that really got me was this. This kid calls me years later. He signed up underneath my old upline, which it's great. I love the people. It changed my life. He signed up with him, and I told him this. I told him, well, you want to know what I thought? I told him what I thought. I said, you need customers. I said, you need to sit down with them and tell them that you're not going to do this business stuff. He said, I don't like the meetings. They're weird. And there's a lot of, just trust me. Just trust. Don't question it. Just do it. Just try. And it's like, that's weird. I don't want to hear don't question it when from business. You should always question stuff. And he said, I don't like that. I said, but it's all right. His fiance wasn't too keen on it. I said, I told him to do Amway. I told him to do Amway. I quit, but I told the kid to do Amway. Because I know him and I know the people. And I said, you just have to make sure you have customers. Tell them you want a customer model. The FTC approved plan, there are many FTC approved plans. One of them is 6-4-2. You get six people, they get four people, and they all get two people. And now you get into a qualification or something like that. I think they call it platinum qualification or whatever. There's levels or silver. I said, that's 75 people, and most of them are losing money. on paper. You know, they're buying from their own business, and that's their business, and that's it. If you're selling stuff like a Mary Kay lady, then the plan doesn't need to be 75 people under you, technically on paper, losing money. You only need 7 people under you. And they've all got enough money coming in that it could be like a part-time job. And it's easy and it can work on their own schedule. Give people a part-time job selling what's purported to be some of the best stuff in the world. And help, and there you go. And now you've made a contribution. I know lots of people would be glad to buy what is purported to be the best stuff in the world. So I don't know. You know, the thing is with it all, you know, when you stick your head above the crowd, when you want to do something different, you're gonna draw criticism. I don't know if the kid will be able to do it. I don't know if Amway wants people to sell their stuff. Kind of like, we don't know if the Republican Party wants their laws to get passed. The Republican Party is supposed to be conservative. I'm not supposed to talk about politics. Anyhow, there's a lot of people in the world. You go out and you do what they say they want to do, and they get upset about it. And that raises questions. Bill Hybels went out and he was leading lots of people to Jesus. I sat down at Willow Creek, and I asked the guy next to me, I said, why do you come here? He said, well, I come here because the seeker-sensitive, topical preaching on the weekend reintroduced me to the power of God's word. Now, that goes right against what all the people would say bad about Willow Creek. And the guy right here tells me this. Bill Hybels goes out, gets lots and lots of Bible-believing Christians, and pastors found a way to be mad about it. Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead, and the Pharisees found a way to be mad about it. So I don't know. I wish the kid all the luck in the world. If you happen to know who he is, or you happen to know anyone in Amway that wants to be a customer business, you know, it's said that there's a lot of anger about Amway. I know that. It makes sense to me. It's hurt people. I never told anyone to go into debt. I never told anyone to do bad stuff or I never did that. The best revenge is massive amounts of success. Frank Sinatra. He probably got it from someone else. He's known for that. If you have a grudge against Amway, then you need to go find someone that sells this stuff and insist on being a customer and buy something, buy LLC, buy something. Insist on the customer business that the powers that be don't seem to want. Insist on just selling products to customers. And there is your sweet revenge. If you're angry about it. If you're not angry about it, well, then there's no need for revenge. It's massive amounts of success. Be happy. You know, on that note, I think I should just get to the point. Near-death struggles occur every day, everywhere. Every bead of life in every corner lives on the verge of complete annihilation. Every baby almost dies when born, the mother just the same. Everything that breathes has cancer cells throughout its body. Once in a while, they even form tumors. Every nation, every business, every family, every friendship, everything fights through life on a precipice overlooking death. Those battles involve skill and resources, but they are won by virtue. Honesty, fairness, charity, patience, diligence, endurance, respect, forgiveness. In your next near-death battle of the day, be virtuous and the war will wage itself. That's the point. I'm Jesse Steele, jessesteele.com.